Just three non-commercials to announce, one this afternoon and two, unfortunately, tonight. This afternoon is a Broadway stage production on the big screen of Oscar Wilde's classic farce, The Importance of Being Earnest, directed by and starring Brian Bedford in drag at 2 in the Murdoch Theater, 536 North Broadway. And then tonight at 7:30, the Murdoch is showing Blank City, a documentary about some of the crazies who pioneered a movement of eccentric movies in New York in the 70s and 80s with influence on movies that continues today. That's the Murdoch Theater, 536 North Broadway, tonight at 7:30. And also tonight at 7:30, alas, Tall Grass's Cinema Alfresco series is showing Christopher Lee in the 1973 horror The Wicker Man in the Rock Island Studio at 338 North Mead, with food and drink available. And commercially, we have Will Ferrell, very effective in a surprisingly gentle character comedy called Everything Must Go. The reason everything has to go is that Ferrell's wife has quite justifiably tossed him out of the house and changed the locks and left with his possessions all over the front lawn and his money tied up, so he has to have a garage sale. Ferrell is one of those alcoholics who can apparently handle beer, but goes a little crazy on anything stronger. And we are not invited to feel particularly sorry for him, because when his boss explains why he has also lost his job, we can see that he brings on his troubles by himself. Even Ferrell seems to agree on that, because he never whines about the injustice of it all or tries to blame anybody, not even himself. We also do not see him drunk or acting farcically. Everything Must Go is a gentle, even sweet story about quite sympathetic characters behaving well. A movie full of smiles and chuckles rather than belly laughs, and with every opportunity for sentimentality or melodrama or preachiness, it just barely skirts all of them in favor of deeply satisfying optimism that remains realistic enough not to indulge in any of the happy ending cheats you might expect. It even features, in almost a co-starring role, a 14-year-old named Christopher Jordan Wallace, who never acts Hollywood cute, and while he seemed pretty quick to learn the garage sale business, he's basically a quite acceptable teenager, and his race is never mentioned. All the characters in Everything Must Go are sympathetic and attractive without being sentimentalized, including Ferrell, whose alcoholic excesses are never shown and whose wife we never meet, so we never see any of the damage he has undoubtedly done. We also never meet Rebecca Hall's husband. The theme of broken marriages is almost sidestepped, and a number of potential subplots are undeveloped, probably to prevent complicating our reaction to the very simple situation that writer-director Dan Rush wants us to concentrate on. Laura Dern just barely appears, and Michael Pena just suggests what his part in Ferrell's life is, but both accomplish what they need to. Everything Must Go does not try to go deep or tug at our emotions. It's just extremely good company for a couple of hours, with a likable cast and nothing to offend anybody. Yet it never seems to be chickening out. I liked it. Jim Erickson, over and out.